I'm Esther Burki, the passionate creator behind the book Living Without Fear, which has touched many lives, and the co-creator of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journeys. If you're eager to explore a world of endless possibilities, you've come to the right place. Know someone who could use a dose of inspiration from today's episode? Feel free to share this podcast with them, and don't forget to stay updated by subscribing to my newsletter, joining me on YouTube, and if you found value in what you heard, kindly leave a brief review or rate it on your preferred podcast platform with a sprinkle of stars. Your unwavering support truly warms my heart, and I'm deeply appreciative of each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. Today, I'd like to take you on a short trip to more authenticity. Do you wish from time to time you were more authentic? I always do. And it was my ongoing longing for more authenticity that I started meditating, journaling, and taking my emotions and thoughts very seriously only a few years ago. I focused a lot on self-awareness, honesty, vulnerability, consistency, openness, and empathy, all things which bring you to more authenticity. But two things I'm struggling with the most are acceptance and mindfulness. Let's talk first about acceptance. Accept myself, including all my flaws and imperfections. Being comfortable with who I am. Of course, it's challenging to be comfortable with who I am, because for 60 years, I was trying to be someone else. When I was a child, I needed to be the child who couldn't cry at night so that my mother could have her sleep. Yes, she told me that. I needed to be the smart girl for my father because as a math teacher, he wanted to be proud of his daughter, being very skilled with mathematics. But I was totally overwhelmed with calculations in my first grade, and he was devastated. Also later, he was suffering a lot because I didn't have sufficient grades at high school, so that he was afraid I would need to repeat the class. And still today, he's worried that his daughter doesn't make enough money to survive. For him, I always had to be someone else. I couldn't be me. And my mother is still worried that I'm a good mother for my two sons. Later in life, I couldn't be me because I had to please my boyfriends. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be beautiful, to be seen. When my biological clock started reminding me of my age, I wanted to find a man to have children with. I tried to fit in this relationship. Also, in my professional life as a journalist and communication manager, I wasn't me because I wanted to please my boss. Very often, I wasn't true to myself. I rarely asked myself at that time, how can I be as authentic as possible? Most of the time, my thoughts were focused on the outer world, on my boss and my colleagues. I wanted to prove myself that I'm good enough. Does this sound familiar to you? At that time, I didn't listen to my inner world, or very rarely. More precisely, once a week when I went to my yoga class. Yes, but at least I was with my thoughts and feelings for 1.5 an hour every week. Although it's so rewarding to listen what's going on within. Maybe you start understanding now why it is challenging to accept yourself who you are today. At least I do. Coming home after such a long journey of trying to fit in, to be loved, to be seen and understood, it takes time. We need to be patient with ourselves. But what we can do every day is to look at ourselves and be a bit more compassionate with us. Maybe we need to recognize more often this small child in us who was hurt, who couldn't be the way she wanted to be, who needed to work so hard to be someone else in order to get what she wished for. No wonder we were sometimes tired of this hard work. And then there are days where I feel totally at peace with myself and the world around me, and I realize how relaxing and healing this can be. And there comes the second thing in place, mindfulness, which is still rather challenging for me. Staying present in the moment and being mindful. It is easier to be present during my meditation, but during the day, I realize how many thoughts are crossing my mind. For example, while preparing a meal, eating, brushing my teeth, washing the dishes, or feeding my cats. My thoughts are like cars, always on the road, driving somewhere. Sometimes to the past, sometimes to the near future, but they are rarely at the same place I'm at physically. Okay, this is normal. That's how a human being functions. But I want more. I want more mindful moments. I want to be in the present more often. And I'm constantly working on it. How? By getting aware of my thoughts and guiding them gently back to the present moment. I admit, it's not an easy task, but I know it's worth it because authenticity flourishes when we are fully engaged in the present moment. So, what I'm trying every day, and what's beautiful is that we can restart every day new. So, what I'm trying is to listen carefully to my thoughts and ask myself, are they in the past? Are they thinking of something which happened the day before? Are they back in the conversation I had with my younger son yesterday about his exams? Or are my thoughts in the future? Do I think of tomorrow? Do I check the weather forecast for the week? And do I get a bit sad because the beautiful warm spring weather has changed to cold rain and heavy winds? I cannot change the weather, but I can change my emotional state. I can become present in what is, and I can work step by step towards being more my authentic self. Isn't this beautiful? So I encourage you to do the same. And if you like, let me know what you discovered. You can share your thoughts with me on Instagram, on YouTube, or you can write me an email. And if you want to get coached on these topics, please respond to me. Thank you, dear listener, for spending your precious time with me and being open to grow your mindset. And I cannot repeat it enough. In case you still feel worthless and nobody seems to like you, I tell you, you're amazing. I love you, and you're a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please remember these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day, and talk to you next week.